Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
41472.
Thank you so much. 1 minute, please. Four one four seven two, correct?
Uh-huh.
And your first and last name, please?
Patty Cordero.
Thank you.
What company is this with?
Ms. Cordero, we are the third party call center. So we talk to many businesses and their brands and their customers when they call in. We simply help with charges and orders. And I'm seeing your name, and I'm looking at the address. May I have your address verification with the P.O. box, please?
122 West Liberty, Kentucky.
Thank you, ma'am.
41472.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please. I do see the order for the sweepstakes for the to get a kitchen item, to win a kitchen item. And I do see it that was approved. And then I see for the $56.95, it was declined by your bank for the online shopping membership. How may I help you?
Okay. Can I go ahead and cancel that $7.95 purchase, please? Because I don't know what this is.
That's already been since June 23rd, ma'am, and it's considered a valid charge. But this was you ordering sweepstakes for a kitchen item. So wherever you saw that, it could have been Instagram, Facebook, your computer, your email.
Is the item they're shipping me?
There's no shipping. There's a sweepstakes. There's a contest that you paid for $7.95 to get the opportunity to be in a contest to win a kitchen item.
See, okay, I know what you're talking about now, but it didn't say anything about it was a sweepstakes, a contest item or nothing.
It depends on how you did it, but I know the terms and conditions are very serious to explain what the offer is, the whole thing. So that's what this is. And also you go into a discount online shopping membership for the $56.95, but your bank declined it, so you didn't pay for it.
Okay. Well, I'll call my bank in the morning or Tuesday and take care of it. Thank you so much.
Ma'am?
Have a good day.
Ms. Cordero?
What?
Yeah, the company is willing to refund the $7.95.
Well,
Hold on.
What I want to do. That's what I asked you for.
That's right.
You told me it was some kind of contest. I don't enter sweepstakes online.
Understood, ma'am. So the company is refunding the $7.95, and now the account is shut down and closed. And I'm going to give you that refund number confirmation, okay?
Hang on just a minute. Let me get a pen.
Okay.
And I'll give this to my bank in the morning so they can take care of the confirmation and watch for it to come back through.
Okay, ma'am. 1 minute for you. I'm going to give it to you in 1 minute. I'm processing your refund, okay? Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Okay. Ma'am, let me give you the confirmation number when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It is C like Charlie. And then it is 260 711 307.
Okay. Will you make sure that my information is deleted from your system, ma'am?
It is happening now as we speak. Okay, we're almost done here. Okay, Ms. Cordero, it is established. No more shipping or charges or activity of any kind on this account.
Okay, because I'm going to go ahead and call my fraud department on my card and
yes,
give
ma'am.
Them the information.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That way, they can block, along with the rest of them, these kinds of POS purchase.
Understood.
So.
Understood, ma'am. Well, this is fully refunded back in your direction and the account shut down.
Okay.
Thank
you
for calling
day.
Customer
what
support.
Was your first name?
Jenny.
Jenny? Okay,
that's
Jenny.
Right, ma'am.
I appreciate
that's
your
right.
Help.
You're so welcome,
you
ma'am.
Have a good day, Miss Jenny.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer support.